This is Leslie Wise, and this is a series of podcasts for practice management. The topic today is associateships, and there are several different ways of associating, so we'll break this up into two or three segments. The first one is associateship, the doctor as an employee. Many of you getting out of school don't feel comfortable getting a loan, doing a business plan, starting into practice, and applying the entrepreneurial skills that are necessary to start a practice from scratch. That's just a little bit too daunting for many people, so they look for a situation, an associateship situation, that they can be a hired doctor working in someone else's office and seeing someone else's patients, just providing chiropractic care for a salary. So that would be the typical doctor as employee associateship. Here's the deal. The old doc, that'll be the doctor who's in practice, is looking to expand his capability and be able to see more patients perhaps, or perhaps he is looking to shorten his day or shorten his week and just go fishing a little bit more. So he's going to hire an associate for a salary to see his patients and work in his office. Situation here would be you sign a contract, and the contract says that I will put in 35 hours a week in the old doc's office in exchange for that 35 hours a week of doing whatever he wants me to do, seeing his patients, x-raying his patients, doing patient education, doing outreach, going to the mall, doing spinal checks, whatever he wants you to do for 35 hours a week, you're his employee. In exchange for that, he will pay you a salary. And with that salary, he has to withhold taxes, withhold Social Security, and he may give a few benefits. Some of the benefits that are frequently applied here would be health insurance, secondly, a retirement plan, and perhaps he would pay for your malpractice insurance, and perhaps he might pay for your continuing education courses that you wish to take. So in that situation, you are merely an employee getting a paycheck, just like the CA, except your rate of pay would be a little higher. Typical deal here in terms of money. Everybody wants to know how much money they can make. A typical arrangement here would be, perhaps it comes in steps, and he would say that for the first 6 months, I will pay you $750 a week. $750 a week translates to $3,000 a month. That's $36,000 a year. And I'm going to pay you at that rate, $3,000 a month, for the first 6 months. And if we choose to elongate this relationship, I will step it up to $1,000 a week after 6 months, if we choose. And so at that point, after 6 months, your pay goes up to $4,000 a month. That's $48,000 a year, and you could possibly live on that. So that would be a very usual situation. The old doc is going to offer you strictly a salary. If everything works out well, after a few months' trial, he will bump your pay up, and you will be having a living wage and perhaps some benefits like health insurance, etc. When the contract's over, the contract is usually for 1 year or 2 years, or it has a clause in there that says either party can sever this contract with 2 weeks' notice at any time. So at the end of the 1 year, you will have to get together and decide whether you want to renew that contract, perhaps renegotiate it for a higher wage situation, or be on your way, in which case you leave. You have probably already signed a no-compete clause, so you can't set up an office across the street. You're going to have to go outside the limits of the no-compete clause in mileage and in time. So there will usually be some restrictions on what you can do after that. But anyway, that's just the straight old associateship. You're going to be a chiropractor for a salary. The doctor is the employee. Okay, we'll talk about a couple of the other situations in the follow-ups.